In the name of Jesus, amen. There is a man in a tree. We'd probably be more intrigued by this if we knew it wasn't just another Bible story. It's not exactly man bites dog news, but it is noteworthy that a man is in a tree. The day after an election, it might be fun to guess Zacchaeus' party affiliation. It says he is rich, but then again, in his line of work, he's benefited precisely because of high tax rates. So who can say? We can say that everyone hates this man in the tree. He is a traitor to his nation. He is a thief and a sinner. All the things of which I am not so obviously guilty this morning, I happily point out in someone like him. But it is out of the ordinary to find yourself in a tree. But Zacchaeus sought to see who Jesus was, and he couldn't see because of the crowds. And because, as the ancient hymn has it, he was a wee little man. So Zacchaeus runs ahead of the crowd, very undignified, like a little boy. He climbs the sycamore tree, even sillier, no class. He is panting and catching his breath as he contorts himself onto a stable branch and gets settled. He is unwelcome, alone, and out of place wherever he goes. But he can see the Jesus parade now. He is exposed, ridiculous, and foolish, but what does he care? Everyone hates him, maybe even Jesus, but he wants to see Jesus, and he will, from the privacy of his tree. We really don't know very much of Zacchaeus' motives or his mind. Had he ever seen Jesus, heard him, or just heard about him? Or was he in a sudden spiritual crisis with pangs of conscience for his greedy and corrupt life, just ripe to be added to salvation's giant tote board? Or is he just curious and determined? It doesn't matter. Zacchaeus probably doesn't even know what's all in his head. And he would have been fine with Jesus just walking by. He just wanted to see him, that's all. And that would be the end of that. But oh no, Jesus stops. Of all the places, he comes to that place. How embarrassing to have Jesus zero in just on you, your tree. The parade stops, everyone stops. Jesus looks up. Are you feeling self-conscious with all the attention? You in the tree. I don't see anyone else in a tree, just the one in the big crowd, just you. In all the city with all the trees, Jesus finds Zacchaeus because Jesus comes to seek and to save the lost. This one is in a tree. Jesus calls him by name, Zacchaeus. The name means pure, innocent. And so we smile because we know better. Zacchaeus, make haste and come down. Divine declaration, divine command. And look how really short you are next to Jesus. And then divine invitation. Jesus invites himself to Zacchaeus' house. It is all so necessary, Jesus says. Jesus must do it today. You know it is utterly salvation by grace when Jesus invites himself into your heart. The Holy Spirit blows where and when he wills, creating faith in those who hear the gospel. The Holy Spirit has blown Zacchaeus out of his foolish tree by the gospel, by Jesus, the gospel made flesh. And Zacchaeus receives him joyfully. Call it conversion. Now off to the house where those murmuring against Jesus as usual have it all wrong as usual. Jesus the guest is really Jesus the host for every sinner. And now Zacchaeus the sinner is different. Saint Zacchaeus can't stop who he is in Christ, half his goods to the poor, because now he finally is rich, and pays back even more than the law demands of every caught thief. Zacchaeus is forgiven much, and so he loves much. Good tree, good fruit. So be sure to pile up your sins, have a big stack before God, and then add on those that you do not yet acknowledge and those that you don't even know, though who can really number your sins? You are forgiven much. In the company of prostitutes and tax collectors, we are forgiven much. Your sin has been undone. In the name of Father, Son, and Spirit, where the name of God is God Himself, for salvation has come to this house too today. That salvation comes to Zacchaeus' house or this house says something profound about salvation. It says that salvation is not a thing, not an abstract idea or a religious concept or information to be conveyed. Salvation is a man, a living, breathing human being with blood that cleanses sin and destroys death and gives life. Blood from his human veins, from hands, feet, and side into a chalice now. Each place he is, point to it and say, there is salvation in a manger, in the Jordan, in Jericho with its sycamore trees and sinner's house, the cross, and at the baptismal font and lectern, and at this altar in bread and wine. Yours is no God who declares righteousness but remains absent himself. That would be empty and dead. No, at each place point not to a thing but to a person. His name is Jesus. His name is salvation. There is your salvation. And the only reason you're not dangling from a tree this morning is because Jesus has preached you down from the tree. You don't belong there. That's his place, not yours. He is the foolish man. He is the crucified God, dangling from a tree, paying for your sin. That salvation has come to this house today. Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, who on the tree of the cross gave salvation to mankind, that whence death arose, thence life also might rise again, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.